Okay. I put together a little agenda that I sent around when I sent the invite. Joanne is on the line with us. If anybody has any questions, you can type them into the chat area, and she can try and assist you with those. If that's not possible, then we'll circle back around to that later. So I'm just going to mute all the lines for now, just so I can touch over some points, and then number 2 points under the agenda, we'll open up the lines and look forward to hearing from everybody with their updates and giving us some information and feedback. Okay?
The conference has been unmuted. The conference has been muted.
All right, so if someone wants to just send me a quick little message, Alan, you can still hear me. If you can send me a little chat thing there just to verify that everything is good, or Joanne. Oh, great. Okay. It's talking into a big quiet vacuum here for a few minutes, but that's good. Okay, so this is a couple of points we want to cover off today, and thank you so much for joining us again. Give you a little update on where we're coming from with some of our programs and overall for the Ontario Welcome Cyclist Partnership. We have been moving ahead, further developing the Welcome Cyclist Network. We've just finished our workshops for the season. That'll be our 36th workshop in total. Over 1,000 people have attended. There's now over 700 participating businesses certified as bicycle-friendly locations in Ontario, so we're really excited about that, really excited about working with 25 different regions, and so many other areas are contacting us too that are keen on further developing cyclotourism and looking at this as one of the possibilities to help them do so. We have been going to a lot of events with the Ontario Cycle Tourism Information Centre. The latest one was the Ride for Heart in Toronto, and just a few cyclists, only 13,000. We met lots of wonderful people and were able to give them lots of information and the cycling maps all around from all around the Ontario were very popular. So despite what you hear, please do keep the paper maps coming our way, and we'll let you know if we run low on your editions. We have been working on the Greenbelt Cycling Route, which Peter from the Waterfront Regeneration Trust will no likely bring up in the go-around portion of this meeting. So that's an exciting new 600-kilometer route, 2015 scheduled opening. And we continue to work with many different partners. Lots of people have cycling projects underway. There's new cycling routes happening, different kinds of marketing. Really exciting to get a feel of what that's all about from around the province. And perhaps this call will help highlight some of that to you as well. Many of you were involved in our Ontario Cycle Tourism Forum on March 1st. Thank you very much for your participation. We did use this forum and the advisory committee to do a lot of shout-outs and get some information and feedback on our programming and also help with speaker selection. So hugely successful event, 100% feedback, saying everybody's taking it to the next steps. They did learn from a lot of the information presented, and the networking opportunities were outstanding. And just lastly, on the bike train service, we do continue as a promotional partner with Via Rail and Go Transit, not an operational partner. We have been getting a lot of feedback from cyclists recently due to Via Rail cutting back on their baggage car service to the Ottawa area. There's no longer baggage service available, unfortunately, so that means that their cyclists can't get to and from Ottawa with their own bikes. But on the other side, there are some wonderful cycling tour operators and rental locations in Ottawa. Also, the Windsor service with baggage cars has been cut too, which we do log these complaints. We do forward them to Via Rail, and we are putting together a small report for Via Rail to let them know that there are some issues and there are some opportunities. The Go Transit service continues to Niagara very nicely. One of the cornerstones of the Ontario Cycle Welcome Cyclist Partnership is to work on a strategy, an Ontario Cycle Tourism strategy. That's something that we've been researching pretty ardently for over the past year. We've had lots of different discussions and meetings with different partners, really trying to pull the Ministry of Tourism into this and get their involvement, as we see this as something that should maybe be coming, stemming from them, although we're ready and willing to assist. But all our feedback so far is showing us that that's not really possible at this time. The initiative's a bit stalled on their part, although they are interested in it being a provincial initiative. They're seeing it more as an industry-led and organizations like ourselves and yourselves doing all the work, because there already is great things happening. So as far as a provincial-wide strategy, it's not entirely feasible at this point, although we'll keep our eyes on that. And there's a lot of tie-in possibilities with other strategies going on. There is the Ontario Bicycle Cycling Strategy with the Ministry of Transportation, which is looking at doing a provincial route network. Many of you are familiar with that. There's also a possible tie-in with the Ontario Trails Strategy, which is coming up for review within the next year, and maybe making sure that there's some more cycling trails and information involved on that. So we do continue working forward on that. And perhaps when we open it up, I can, if anybody has any comments, they can get back to me on that and let me know what their feedback and feelings are on some of that. Circling back onto that, we did get a lot of interest on the cycle tourism strategy at the conference that we held in March. We got information from our surveys that we handed out to all the attendees, and many did think it was highly important to their work or their business or their organizations. Those were the key elements there, a cycling route network, which again might be good to tie in with the MTO project. Not many people were willing to help us fund an Ontario Cycle Tourism Forum, hence us rethinking this initiative. Many people are really interested in the research that's available, because they can use that to further develop what they're doing within their region, within their organization, with their business. We've just created a new research page where we've uploaded a lot of the research reports that we have available to us, and we hope you're able to have a look at that as you need to and make use of it as well. I just want to spend a couple of minutes highlighting some of the great research that has come our way since our last group call in November. And I'm not going to read much of this, because I think you'll have access for sure to all this information after the call. Just a couple of points to highlight. We did work with Ryerson University, the great folks at the Ted Rogers School of Hospitality and Tourism Management. So they helped do some intercept interviews. Over 400 people in the Toronto downtown area were asked a set of questions that were really looking at the impacts of cycle tourism, trying to get some dollar figures and some ideas on what activities they were doing while they were on cycling trips within Ontario. So we did pre-qualify them as cycle tourists, somebody that did go out there on their bike beyond just utilitarian cycling day-to-day. So some really interesting pieces of information come to light, including websites is really what they're using primarily for their information, emails such as the subscription types of emails, and friends and family. So word of mouth was something really information source that they used a lot. Some of the other figures, 81% participate in one or more cycling events annually. This is a huge explosion, a huge opportunity area. The most popular type of cycling event tends to be a charity-related event. So there's some of the recommendations that can be pulled from the data collected from that report, packaging hiking and culinary and wine touring experiences with cycling is often seen as something that goes really well together, focusing on higher income levels for your marketing, because they can be more easily influenced, and making sure there's lots of food and beverage opportunities along the way on any cycling routes, because there's a fairly significant portion of spending on those areas. Another piece of information that we just got from via the research unit at Ontario Tourism is the 2011 Stats Canada figures. These are based on Canadians, including Ontario residents, who went cycling on vacations while in Ontario. So they included cycling on their trips. So the data that we got for 2011 shows that 1.58 million Canadian visitors did participate in cycling while in Ontario. Unfortunately, we did have a great set of data, 2009-2010, which show an increase to 2 million cyclists. But the data collection has been broken due to the statistics that they collected in 2011. So we can't compare those numbers, unfortunately. But as we go on, we hope that there can be a consistent collection level and get some more figures going year over year, because that's really important numbers. As general as they might sound, it is something benchmarked, and it is collected by StatsCan, so it's something that we can use. We did load this full sheet up onto our research page. You might be interested in having a look at it. There's some neat things that you can pull out of it, just on demographics and spending, what type of other activities they're doing, and the popular destinations that most people are actually cycling at. Some other great research that's come to light recently, and we are fortunate enough to be able to share it via the Resource Management Consulting Group. Also did this research on behalf of Tourism Simcoe, Blue Mountain Village, Centurion Cycling, and Direction Ontario. They did a bunch of interviews in the Toronto Bike Show, where they got some demographic information confirmed and the split between different types of cyclists. Also had a look at what type of cycling road cyclists are doing, what type of touring. Many are interested in self-guided road tours through that. Centurion events in Blue Mountain, those mass start events, I think there was close to 3,000 people who started last September on that event, really drawing a lot of people to the area, not only for that event weekend, but 42% of the riders did at least one training trip. And other data that's not on here is they spend an average of $331 for the event weekend as well. On to the Montreal Bike Show, this information collected for Direction Ontario. Many of the Quebec market folks that were interviewed are planning to spend overnight trips in Ontario and are interested in coming to the province within the next 2 years again. Some of the regions, top regions listed are in that little bar graph there as well. So if you wanted further information, these are pulled from a larger slide deck, not too much larger, but it's also on our research page, or feel free to contact the Resource Management Group for some more information as well. We, from our conference, we do have a great publication that we put up online that summarizes the 25 different speakers that were with us that day, and it's a real showcase piece for Ontario, and a lot of statistics and information can be pulled from that, different businesses, different regions talking on how they're doing it and what their experiences are. So I encourage you to have a look back onto that. We have talked with for new research. We're always looking for new research ideas and something big, something small. The Niagara area continues to look into doing some more research into cycling and cycle tourism. So Niagara Parks is very interested in this and really stepping on to developing more cycling promotions for their properties along the Niagara River. And I believe they're working with the Brock University and the region itself. So there's already been preliminary information published in some nice fact sheet form. And I think they're with Niagara Parks looking to do a little bit more as the year goes on and possibly into next year. Overall, we'd be really interested in doing commissioning a larger provincial-wide study, which is something that we'll be looking into accessing some funding for next summer, 2014. I think we have a really great basis to work upon, and we definitely have some information and a lot of interest in getting more information. So if you do have any additional research to share or information from your area, please let us know. We'd be happy to share that on our webpage or bring it up at the next web conference, or perhaps you have an opportunity as we do a little go-around and updates, hear updates from everyone. So at this point, I'm going to unmute the lines and just ask if anybody had any questions or quick comments on what I've outlined about the strategy or research or any of our projects. If you want to just raise your hand, there's a button to raise your hand. We'll just spend a minute on that, and then we'll just step into hearing updates from everybody. So I'm going to exit this all-quiet world and unmute everybody, and please raise
your hand. The conference has been unmuted.
Please raise your hand if you have a little comment on any of this right now. We'll just give it a second. Okay, I'm trying to see somebody's raised their hand.
How are we doing that? Oh, there we go.
Yep, Alan. Alan, you've got your hand raised?
Yep, sure do. A quick question on the Ryerson research.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where the research area was for that set of data that you showed us on the slide.
Yeah, it was limited to downtown Toronto, and they collected the research at Mountain Equipment Co-op for several nights, pre-qualifying people as cyclists and somebody that likes to use their bike more than just utilitarian means. And also at the Toronto International Bike Show.
Great, thanks.
Did anybody else have a question? Or any clever comments on where we could go with the strategy? I see somebody's hands raised. That's Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi, how are you? How is everybody? I was just wondering if you included, I thought the research that we heard on the in May, at the Share the Road Summit, was just
mm-hmm.
in regards to retailers, how they underestimate 100% cycling customers and overestimate car customers by 100%. And he has a whole set of data there that I think would be just excellent in regards to convincing downtown cycle lanes and beneficial for business. So just that's can include that.
Where is that research? I might have missed that.
There was a gentleman in the Share the Road in the two-day summit, the Ontario Bike Summit in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and so it would be in Eleanor's. It was a PowerPoint from a gentleman, I believe, out of Toronto, but
mm-hmm.
I don't remember his name, and I haven't received Eleanor's link to that, all the PowerPoints from the summit, so I'm not
uh-huh.
sure if you had access to that.
Okay, I'll look into that. I think, was that maybe the Toronto, University of Toronto think tank?
Yeah, something like that, I think. You're right.
All right, well, if they put up all their conference slides, I can definitely create a link to that. There was a lot of information that was presented at that, and some of it is related to the cycle tourism area as well. Some of the key stuff that was really big was the Ministry of Transportation and some of their information presented, which I have a little update. They're unable to join us today, but as we go through our updates, I do have a prepared a couple of paragraphs to quickly read to you on their behalf as their update.
Thanks.
Was there any other quick points on this? If anybody wants to try the hand-raising button, it's really fun. All right. Well, we're going to speed through things. Now is your portion to give us a little update on what you're doing, and I think it's useful because we can better work together when we hear some initiatives that are going elsewhere and perhaps learn from some of the things that are working or not working. So I'll try and start in the right order of things. Is Michelle here from Norfolk County? She was going to be joining us for Chris.
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi there.
Putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, a little bit.
You were warned. Do you have anything you want to share with anybody or information about? I just received your new cycling maps, which are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, but they can't. So are those the Norfolk ones or Haldimand, though?
The Norfolk ones.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the county map, they've added these, they add the cycling routes to it. But Haldimand County, which I also, because I'm the health unit on both counties, they have their cycling map as well. I don't know if you've seen that yet or not.
Yes, we just got a new shipment of those for other day as well.
Okay. The waterfront ride is coming through Norfolk County and Haldimand in August, which is very exciting, the Great Waterfront Ride. And there were some preliminary talks for another event coming through the area next summer. I don't know if that information is leaked out yet or not, but we're waiting to hear if it's going to happen.
And then you've got your signature cycling event, the Tour de Norfolk, which...
Yep, that's coming up on July 20th and 21st. And Caledonia in Haldimand County has an event on, actually this Saturday, their first annual Tour de Caledonia. It's being operated by a gentleman who runs the M&M's meat shops, I guess. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The health unit with our Healthy Communities Partnership, we hosted an active transportation forum back in March, and our follow-up reports to council have just happened in both counties with things moving forward to advance active transportation, which includes cycling initiatives. So that's kind of exciting. There's stuff that's going to be creeping its way into our official plan reviews and things like that. So, yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Michelle. That's from Norfolk County on Lake Erie. Sue's here from Niagara. Sue, do you have some information you want to share with us?
Thank you, Louisa. I have some information. First of all, Phil Bergen has been taking part of, I think, these calls in the past, and it's pretty funny. I'm a tourism person, and cycling tourism fits in my mandate, but a lot of people in cycling are active transportation, such as Jackie Gervais is with health promotion here in the region, and Phil Bergen, who works for transportation in the region. So we met last week, and they're feeling pressure, both of them, to not cross the line into tourism in their day-to-day function through their work. And so we've known each other for a little while. So we've met and kind of highlighted an opportunity for me to fill in the gaps where tourism comes in. They're getting pressure from their managers to, hey, you're, you know, health promotion and your transportation. And we realize cycling has to do with both those things, but now you're going into tourism and that's not your mandate. So I think we're still trying to iron out who's going to do what in the future, but we may have a great solution, and there's a possibility of hiring someone. We find our gaps are, as we move forward, trying to identify what is the inventory of cycling lanes on roads, and, you know, we have the Greater Niagara Circle route, and that includes 140 kilometers, but I want to know what else. So our welcome cyclist programs were taken over by Jackie Gervais, which may end up in my lap here, and happily in my lap, and I think that we can kind of tie up these loose ends. So I won't go too far into that, but hopefully we can take one big step forward here in Niagara. And as far as events are concerned, we had a meeting with Le Grand Tour from Vélo-Québec, and I know they're interested in starting, I believe, in Hamilton, but including Niagara at the end of their tour in 2014. And I did want to make a mention, another project of mine is sport tourism in general, and we are working with Grand Fondo through the Niagara Sports Commission, which is out of my office as well, on doing an economic impact pilot project. So when attendees are coming in for these wonderful cycling events, and obviously by your research they're even more important than I do, even fundraising cycling events, but we want to be able to capture incremental revenue from these riders and understand if they are going to Canadian Tire or they are going to Fresh Coast or grocery store or wherever, not just the hotel information, but more, and really understand the beast as they go around our region. How do we capture that information? So stay tuned. That's a pilot project. We hope to have some concrete numbers at the end of the fall, early winter.
Great, that sounds good. We always like numbers and like to know more about what cyclists are doing out there. And I appreciate you having to step more, helping the regional folks out since Tourism Niagara was moved out of the regional office. So thanks for stepping in there with us, Sue.
Excellent.
And all the great things you do.
Thanks.
I'm just going down the list. Erica, you're here from Peel Region. Do you have any comments? Are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Hi, Erica.
Hey. I guess, like a lot of other regions, we celebrated Bike Month in June. So we had a lot of great events going on there, workshops. I guess the big thing that happened here is that the City of Brampton approved getting the terms of reference started for a bicycle advisory committee for the City of Brampton. And they also had their first big bike festival called Bike Fest last weekend, June 15th. And I guess this is kind of tourism, but they've now added, they have a very big farmers market that happens every Saturday starting this past weekend. And they've added valet bike parking because downtown Brampton has a lot of parking for bicycles. So this is a solution that is adding bike parking. That's about it for now.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a good touch for the farmers markets for sure, to be able to recognize that, and hopefully that stems out to a larger area of visitors. Terry Ann, you're here from Durham region. Do you have something to share?
Well, as you know, we just recently launched in the spring our Durham map, the guide Durham. We have a 10 trails map available to all roads, and we're heavily in the throes of distributing that. We have over 20,000 brochures distributed. At this point, we've kind of caught all the local stakeholders, all the different bike groups, et cetera, and made sure they've all had copies. It's been very, very well received. We continue to take it with us to any events that we attend, and Central Counties has requested some. I think it's called Tour de Decada coming up in August. Come on, connect me on the pronunciation. There's 1,000 of our brochures going to that, so hopefully get wider distribution. We, too, are in the throes of finalizing our sport tourism strategy. As a matter of fact, the document is finished. We've gone through a couple of different committees. We're now going to council this week, as a matter of fact. And then I guess from there, we need to figure out, once we get some resources in place and et cetera, where, the whole biking, cycling portion of that fits into our overall strategy. Because, as you know, we have a very strong following here in Durham Region. So definitely a piece of the puzzle. We just need to figure out how it fits going forward. We continue to have the requests available on our website, and it is very, very popular. We probably get about, 25, 30 requests a week from the general public, which is great news. And we're also currently working on an interactive trails. We have a trails map as well. So an online for smartphones interactive trails map where they can go on and zoom in and look at different areas. Once that's complete, we're hoping to do a similar thing for our bike map. So not only will it be in hard copy, but we'll have an online version of it. That's probably, the end of this year into next year. So those are kind of some of the things out of the hop that we're looking at.
Okay, that sounds like more than enough to keep at least one staff person busy and spread it out between you and Carrie, and I know all the other people that you're working with over there. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
I'm going to skip down to Maya. I think you're here.
Yeah.
Hi, Maya.
We had a wonderful two-day ride, our third annual Manitoulin Passage ride, and we had 40 riders coming from the Greater GTA. And about 12 from Ottawa, all dressed in nice Hawaiian shirts, coming to the island here. And we had a lot of fun. We served good food, and the steam whistle that we got up from Toronto was highly appreciated after a long day's ride, so we had a great time. I'm really happy to tell you all that our Georgian Bay cycling route that we adopt
November and presented twice in Toronto throughout the winter, has received funding. So the place for the feasibility study of this over 900-kilometer route. And we're just creating a steering committee for this feasibility study and then finalizing the points we want to have tendered out. And then we're waiting for the feasibility study, hopefully to be coming in, if all goes well, by the end of fall. And then, go for more funding for implementation, I guess, throughout the winter. And working on that, we work on a local project in regards to more paved shoulders, and we have reason to believe that our lobby efforts may have fallen on good ears. We've attended a three-day trade fair, worked with our health unit together heavily in regards to safety and received an MTO grant for the trade fair. So we did a small grant, and we're still working in partnerships with the ferry that has seen an increase of 6.8% cycle tourism last year. And we can't wait for the new numbers and really hope that we've increased that. All of the information you can find on our website, manitoulincycling.com. We're really pleased how that works and how the map sales work on it. That's over PayPal, and the riders were able to sign up over PayPal. So that works really, really well. And just recently on the farmer's market that I have my other business, or when I don't volunteer, when I actually make money, I get locals coming and say, you know, because of all your effort, I bought a bike. And I did that three times last week. So that feels really, really good that, yes, we work on cycle safety. Yes, we work on regional paved shoulders. Yes, we've pumped out a map, and we want to work on tourism. But it interlocks. When you get the tourism going, when you see the numbers, the locals start to buy bikes. So for the lady that has trouble with the ministries and the mandates, we're lucky to be able to really work with all of them, like working with the health, working with municipalities, and working with tourism. So that's what's happening on Manitoulin.
Thanks, Maya. And did you see, what was the ferry increase? Was it 6.8 or 68?
It was over 68%.
68%.
So they started, they had, they have always counted the walk-ons.
Yes.
And last year, so that number, it was strictly only walk-ons, which is the diehards, right? They're coming up just with the cycle, with the panniers, up to the ferry. I mean, it's quite a long stretch to reach the ferry as a walk-on, which means you're not your cycle strapped to the car. And then you have a long stretch again. So the 6.8% is just them. And then last year we've asked them to also count the cycles that are strapped on cars that come on the ferry, because we figure that most of our tourists, or very many, are actually coming with the cycle strapped to the cars. So they started that, but we will have the first time a comparison option when they come out with the new numbers for 2013.
Yes. Well, that's great. Where you're located, you can actually get a nice sense of how many bikes are coming in and going, unlike our other regions here where people are coming from every area. So thank you, Maya, for sharing that with us. I kind of missed over there Alan and Corey. So, Alan, are you with us,
I'm
Alan?
Here. Just needed to unmute my phone here.
Very slight.
Three quick items, but first let me echo Maya's comment there. Here in Brockville, by focusing on promoting cycle tourism and the economic benefits, it's creating lots of buy-in within city council, the tourism office, and so on, around the overall benefits of bicycling, and that's helped us to bootstrap some of our other cycling and active transportation efforts. So it really does all integrate together nicely. I just have three very quick updates here. Any of you who are aware of the Thousand Islands Parkway corridor and the state of the bike trail alongside that that parkway will be pleased to know that about half of it is just in the final stages of being widened and repaved. So it's going to be nice and smooth and not throw you all over the place like the old trail did. The St. Lawrence Parks Commission has been moving very quickly on that, and they're now looking for funding to redo the remainder of the trail this fall. So look for a better experience along there. The second item is that coming out of a cycle tourism presentation that I did to the Gananoque Rotary Club, I have a B&B owner now in Gan who is very keen and has started to talk with some other B&B owners along this stretch of the waterfront trail route to put together a cycle and stay program similar to the one in the Niagara region. So I hope that I understand that now they're just getting into the busy season and they probably won't be able to spend much time on it until the fall, but I hope to see that launched for next year. The third quick item is any of you who are located along a major route that sees lots of tour groups coming through, here's something you might try. Each year I put together, with an awful lot of Googling around and phone calls and email messages, a schedule of all of the organized tour groups that I can find that are coming through Brockville each summer. And I format that into a flyer, which then goes to the Chamber of Commerce and the Downtown Business Association. And they walk it out to all of the shop owners and other businesses around the downtown, the waterfront area, to help those businesses be ready to give a really good welcome to all the cycling groups that come through. I think they're understanding more and more that if they give those groups a hearty welcome, that more of them will actually come back to visit again. And who knows, we may end up with some new residents out of it as well. So that's something that you can do in the spring as tour groups are finalizing their agendas, and you can actually get dates to put on the schedule. I also send it out to the local police and the local OPP detachments so that they are then aware of when these groups are coming through, and that helps them, they tell me. So there's a tip that some others may be able to use.
I like that. That's a really great tip, Alan. Lots of opportunity with the cycling tours, no matter if they're 10, 25, 200, or thousands. The shop owners know that there's opportunity, and so do the chambers of commerce. So thank you.
Absolutely. And the one thing they do, those who sell snacks and food, they double or triple order their chocolate milk for those days.
Spoken by a real cyclist right there. Thanks, Alan. Corey, you're here from Northumberland Tourism?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Sure can.
Good, good. I was just, Sue from Niagara is still on the line there. And she was talking words that we were dealing with a couple of years ago with our transportation department. And if there's anything I can share with you with the development of our cycling master plan and how we developed it and how it pretty much speaks to all the projects that we're doing now, I'm willing to share. So, it was probably a wonderful thing to bring us, tourism and the transportation department, together, singing out of the same hymn book. So it was wonderful. And also Durham.
Follow up. It's unfortunate, but the region of Niagara has gotten out of tourism. End of story.
Oh, my God.
So we have a contract with them to provide information services, but there's still a major gap of where the regional staff can help us accomplish these type of things, and so I'll be happy to call you on that.
Sure. No, anything I can help with. And Durham region, it was wonderful to go by in the wintertime and see your welcome cyclist sign in Clarington. I could see it from the 401 before the trees grew in, so I was so pleased to see that. Thank you. It's great to see that. Expanding also. I just have one note. You were mentioning in one of your slides charity events being a big draw. So we're having a United Way charity event on September 22nd. The Kawartha's Northumberland Classic is a 30K ride. part of a regional tourism strategy to develop the course as Northumberland as a cycling destination. So that's up at the RTO8 level. And hopefully expanding the ride in 2014 to a multi-staged event between Northumberland, Peterborough, and the Kawartha Lake. So that's something new for us, a 30K ride that you can double or triple to a 60 or a 90. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. Did I miss anyone from the regions that are here from the regions before we just get to Igor and Peter who are with us?
From Ottawa, yep. There's not a lot to talk
Megan,
about.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all sort of status quo here. We're still pumping cycling everywhere we can in our marketing. For bike train, it's something that we know about. We've been trying to bring it up with our sort of marketing counterparts there because they do a lot of marketing through our site as well. We have a big agreement with them. So it's been brought to their attention that, you know, they, now that they've changed this, we have to change our advertising and stuff like that. So perhaps, Louisa, if you're writing something that's going out to them, perhaps there's a little collaboration we could...
Yes, I have to do something this week for one of their just internal meetings, so maybe
okay.
I'll touch base with you after on that. But
yes.
That's interesting to know that you have flagged that as well.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for our updates.
Okay, Megan, thank you. Igor, you're and Peter. Igor, do you have anything from the mountain biking perspective from IMBA?
Yeah, hi. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Hi.
Just a quick update regarding some national incentives, but that are going to be provincially significant as well. We have a major event coming up in the first week of October, and it occurs on the first Saturday, in October, called the Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day. And I encourage any of the RTOs that are interested in partnering with their local trail destinations, off-road trail destinations, to hook up with their affiliated clubs in order to be able to promote that event. So if anyone's interested in finding out who that happens to be, you're more than welcome to contact me. And then we can put you in contact with the organizers for their events. We're actually highlighting a database of events across the country. And so we're trying to partner up with our affiliate clubs as well as other entities that are holding youth events throughout the year. We're really trying to push all of the youth cycling and particularly the off-road cycling events that are occurring. And one thing that I can suggest for the RTO is just in general, there are lots of new clubs appearing in particularly key areas. Simcoe County is one good example. And I would encourage the RTOs to at least try and connect to those groups. Mountain bikers, unfortunately, don't seem to self-promote very well. That's something we've learned over the years. So if the RTOs can perhaps take the first step in creating that link and showcasing some of those off-road trail destinations within their region, then that would certainly help promote that aspect of cycling. And one thing that I'll just quickly comment on, too, is that, and this is shared because I actually sit on the Ontario Trails Council board as well, is that we're seeing a lot of capacity challenges. In particular, to my IMBA Canada position, I'm currently now in a volunteer position, and that's largely due to capacity constraints due to lower numbers in membership. So what we're seeing is that the tourism side, which is a little bit beyond our own national mission, is going to have to be one of those key focal points that we're going to have to address. And part of that membership strategy that we're going to end up taking part in nationally in order to come up with a strategic plan to encompass our own capacity constraints, we're realizing that tourism is one of those key areas that we're going to have to start drawing upon as well. So if anyone's interested in focusing on trying to elicit either connections or within their own networks with the off-road cycling community and showcase those off-road cycling opportunities, then please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to put you in touch with those individuals. And that's everything for me, Louisa.
Great. Thanks, Igor. I'm just going to clarify, it's for the DMOs as well as the RTOs, I guess, to connect with the mountain biking clubs. Sometimes the smaller organizations are more interested in some of these things. But do you have a website or anything where the list of Take a Kid mountain biking events are posted?
Yeah, if you go to the End of Canada website, there actually is a link for that particular program.
Okay, so that is up now. Okay, that'll be great. That's always a good way to get a whole family out and visiting a location. The kids certainly like the mountain biking activities.
Exactly.
Okay, and Peter, you're here from Waterfront Trust?
Yeah, hi, I'm Peter Lipscomb. I'm standing for Marlene Kohler, the Waterfront Trust, and we've got some lots of exciting news at the Waterfront Regeneration Trust. First, I want to touch on the Lake Erie Waterfront Trail expansion. We've been underway for a couple of years now, and it's opening in August this summer with the in conjunction with the Great Waterfront Trail Adventure. Norfolk, we had a few people touch on the Great Waterfront Trail Adventure, but it's in fact sold out, which is fantastic, which is really great. It's the earliest sellout we've ever had. We've got some great champions coming. John Scott is our honorary tour director, and Steve Parrish, Mayor of Ajax, and some other people, a few other dignitaries coming. So that's going to be a really exciting ride, and there's a lot of excitement from the communities. They're getting they're really excited to have a new route come through there, and they're getting right on board. The other big piece of news we have is the Greenbelt cycling route, which many of you may have already got wind of. The Waterfront Regeneration Trust has received a grant from the Greenbelt Foundation to create from scratch a Greenbelt cycling route, a new signature route for the province. So that's going to stretch 600 kilometers from Niagara all the way to Northumberland through the Greenbelt region, the Moraine, and skirting the escarpment in places. So that's big news for us. We had an announcement at the Ontario Bike Summit, got coverage in the Toronto Star and Globe and Mail. Global News, and there'll also be 3 to 5 connections with the from the Waterfront Trail to the Greenbelt cycling route to create some regional loop. And we're excited to be partnering with Welcome Cyclist Network to offer Welcome Cyclist workshops in conjunction with that new route, and also some cycle tourism development offerings for the Greenbelt cycling route in terms of itineraries, day itineraries, and multi-day itineraries. So lots happening at the Waterfront Trail, and feel free to get in touch if you want any more information.
Thanks, Peter. Is there anybody that's on just on audio that's not on web? Because I can only see the names on web. Is there anyone else I missed?
Patrick Connor from the Trails Council.
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on board. Do you have some information to share from the Trails Council?
Well, I just want to thank. I want to thank you for coming and attending Trailhead Ontario, the Provincial Trails Conference, last week in Peterborough, a week ago.
Thank you. It was a great conference.
Oh, thanks. Well, I look forward to doing, and thanks for having me on this call in terms of developing some partnerships. It's always interesting to hear about the networking between trails and on-road cycling and the products you have to offer. And if you, part of my reason for being here is to try to figure out better ways to promote. If there's ways we can help as a provincial organization with the bike train baggage car issue, we deal with the railway from time to time in terms of rail to trail conversion. So dropping a supportive letter your way that you could modify would be, I think, a way that we could help. You had mentioned earlier, Louisa, about the Ontario Trail Strategy. The OTC co-chairs that, and we will be and have been invited by ADM Malcolmson to create an agenda. So we will, after 3 years, have a committee meeting in the fall regarding trail issues. And just like Igor was saying with the RTOs, hopefully there might be a way through that process to develop trail tourism and reinforce the cycling tourism linkages with the tourism side of the ministry. I think the one thing that I'd like to stress and back up the call for numbers is the OTC with Lakehead University has developed a Trail Counts program. It uses a QR code. We developed a survey that's in the back end of the QR code, and it's been piloted in Norfolk County, and it's having some impact on some decisions around county trail development. Also in Thunder Bay, where it resulted in some favorable policy and funding decisions to make trails safer. We're currently working through the Niagara Trails Committee to try to get that on the Circle Trek Trail. The Toronto Trails Committee is working on using it, especially on the Beltline and some of the East Dawn trail systems to track traffic. And what this does is it augments a trail count system and gets it some of the demographic data. And we worked specifically with Kathy Ballantyne in Brant County because she wanted to assess the tourism traffic that would have been coming through from their network systems, the Hamilton Rail Trail, which, of course, is part of the Trans-Canada Trail and caters to cyclists. So their decals have gone up on 8 of their trails just last week. So if any of the other organizations are interested, just look for trail counts. We kind of put an exclamation on that because we think trails count. And, yeah, if you're interested in the program, I think it'd be a great augment to the data that you worked so hard to collect, Louisa, and start to offer you some data that works in conjunction with static trail counters. Boncher Provincial Park has put it into play, so we're starting to get some uptake from provincial parks as well. And the whole idea is to get to trail trips, how you got there, your cycling, the numbers you're looking for. Alan was talking about milk and other local purchases. So we're trying to work to back up and find whatever data we can to create funding supports for trails and what you're promoting, Louisa, through Welcome Cyclists. So that's my update.
Thanks, Patrick. That's really interesting, your trail counts project, and I can see lots of people in lots of different regions being very interested in the numbers but also participating. So it does break down the type of usage that people are using the trail for, so cycling versus hiking.
Yes, absolutely. It's a short 15 to 16 question survey that links through. People use it on their personal cellular or personal device. And but each of the surveys is specific to that particular trail. So we can gear it to winter versus summer. We can gear it to what you believe the current traffic might be, trips, demographics, the type of publications that you're putting out. Brant County wanted to know whether their discovery was getting more than their website. So they're actually taking a look at whether or not trail trippers, how they're finding it. Are they finding it through which publication? From the health unit, from the tourism department, from some other municipal economic development, or right from the user club infrastructure? So we will craft the survey relative to the particular trail or the department that's conducting the survey, whatever data they're trying to mine.
Great. Well, hopefully you can join us in the fall and give us some updates on what's discovered through those trail counts.
Happy
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
I think we got everybody that was on the phone. Am I correct? Last call?
Louisa, it's Eleanor.
Oh, Eleanor, you popped up from Audio Land. Hi.
Hi. I've been here for a while. I'm just enjoying listening to all of your partners' reports. Some really exciting things happening.
There certainly are. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have much to report. I really am here to listen.
Can you speak a little louder, if possible?
Yep. Can you see now?
Yeah.
On my headset, so it may be hard to hear me. Couple of things. Folks were talking about economic development impact of a big rise, and the Grand Fond of Canada has become a very strong partner of ours, and some of you may know them. They're hosting an event in Niagara in September, and certainly the folks on the call from Niagara will know them because they've been working quite closely within Niagara region, and they're anticipating upwards of 3,000 cyclists at that event from countries around the world. Their event in BC attracts cyclists from 22 countries, so they're anticipating a similar audience here. They will be doing an economic impact study of the event. That's part of their way of working. And so the study that they do in British Columbia quantified an impact on the provincial economy of $21 million of the event itself. So they'll be conducting a piece of Ontario research, Louisa, so I just wanted to let the group know that could be helpful. The other piece is, for those of you who are at the Ontario Bike Summit, you will know that Minister Murray had asked us to pull together a working group that he would assemble and to redraft the Ontario cycling strategy, to take what's there now, and create a strategy that is better reflects what he wants to include. And those of you on the phone who went through the strategy understand that it was a good first step, but that it needed some work and some heavy lifting, and we're going to begin that process on Thursday of this week at a working session. I don't know. There may indeed be folks on the call who will be there. We will certainly be there. I haven't seen the full attendee list yet, Louisa, but the idea of an Ontario bicycle route that encompasses and leverages the opportunities inherent in bicycle travel and tourism will obviously be part of that conversation. And beyond keeping you posted, Louisa, I'm happy to share anything with the group at our next call.
Thank you, Eleanor.
You're welcome.
That's great. With that, I think we caught everybody that was on audio and web. I just have some, in our send-out, we did ask anybody who was unable to attend and wanted to share any information. We gave them an opportunity to do so. So I did receive notes from three other participants, which I'll very quickly brief over, and then we can call it a wrap and keep this day moving forward. The first note I got was from Jeff Mills. He's from Mississippi Mills, located in Lanark County, just west of the Ottawa area. So that falls within the RTO 11 area. Jeff says, sorry, he's unable to make it, crazy time of the year, but Bicycle Month has just been completed in his area, and it's been a really wonderful event this year. He was with Ed Lawrence on CBC Ontario Today not too long ago. Last Sunday, I think, on a rainy tour they did through Mississippi Mills area. And on a political front, Mississippi Mills councillors are kicking off a study to discuss paved shoulders and a policy for their own town in that area. And I will add to Jeff's commentary, we did have a Welcome Cyclist workshop in Renfrew County, Ottawa Valley recently, and there's definitely a lot of action up there, a lot of development in their cycle tourism product, some mountain biking that's been developed, as well as some road routes, so they're keen to attract more cyclists, and they have a unique opportunity there to combine it with some paddling opportunities as well, which are already packaged together quite nicely. On to a report from the Ministry of Transportation. Mike Kanzi couldn't make it today. Eleanor did highlight some of the stuff that he wanted to share with you guys, and I'll just go through that really quickly. Most people know that the draft of the cycling strategy went online November 2012 for public review and comment. It outlines how the ministry proposes to increase the number and safety of cyclists in the province through legislation, education, and other means. The draft strategy includes a proposal that will see the ministry identify a provincial-wide network of cycling routes for recreation and tourism. And it also proposes the ministry's cycling infrastructure investments would be focused on closing the gaps between existing cycling routes to create a provincial network. They received more than 1,100 submissions on the comments for the draft review, which they showed a great graph at the Ontario Bike Summit, just showing how few comments they usually get on policies and how many this one actually received. So a lot of interest. And as Eleanor mentioned on Thursday, there is a cycling experts meeting looking to finalize the strategy by the end of the summer. I'm not attending, but hopefully there is some type of tourism representative there, and it'll be great that Eleanor is there as well. And lastly, there is comments from Howard Pulver from Bike on Tours, cross-provincial business. He says, again, apologies he couldn't make it. They're experiencing a very busy season to date. They've just reprinted their very popular Ontario Bicycle Touring Atlas, and I've already sold out 25 copies in the first 3 weeks it was available. I think he's just doing primarily online sales with that this year. They've had a lot of interest in their custom and package tours, particularly in the Bay of Quinte area and, to the lesser extent, Bruce Peninsula and Niagara. Many folks are looking for some Prince Edward County and cycling between Kingston and Port Hope. And Spike on Tours, he wants to let you know, is now operating from Belleville, not London, Ontario anymore. And they're also working with a local bicycle rental store and delivery company to provide bicycles and luggage transfer. Some of their customers are now coming from Mexico, Denmark, Quebec, as well as many from Ontario. And on a personal note, Howard's been cycling on the Hastings-Lang Rail Trail, which he said is great infrastructure and lots of improvements happening, signage and linking services, taking folks from Hastings west to the Durham region. So that's it from our folks that were unable to attend, and I think we heard from a lot of people here today. Is there any last comments? Anybody would like to raise their hand for a last time? Sue, hi Sue.
Hi Louisa, I just wanted to give you a little pat on the back, and you may have already heard this through Jackie Gervais from the region, but a local coffee shop received a call, and it was a tour operator coming out of Toronto who had, it was kind of a thank our best clients type of cycle ride. I don't know if they cycled from Toronto, I'll guess not, but who knows. And they stopped at the small cafe with 30 customers, but that's because they were on the Welcome Cyclist website. And so she was able to have the mayor there. And just to show, because, oh, also Pelham is the municipality where this happened, and they've just received a silver cycle designation, which
Yay.
Is pretty massive for a small little town like Pelham. And everything, it's like the planets just aligned to tell people and to really back up what we already know is how powerful this cycling tourism is. So I just thought I'd kind of give you that little story. It was really fun.
Thank you. I like hearing the good stories, and definitely like hearing about cyclists getting out there and enjoying the wonderful places we have. I just see one last person that's joined. Con, you're here. Did you have any words from here on? Con? Oh, I think he was a last-minute joiner, and perhaps we'll catch up with you next time, Con, from Lake Huron. Okay, folks, that puts a wrap on today. Sorry, I had the wrong date at the bottom of the last slide, but it is indeed June 24th all day, and thank you so much for coming. If anybody has any post-meeting comments, please feel free to email me. I'll put together some notes and send you a link to this page and send it all to the folks that weren't able to come, and hopefully we can keep sharing information through this format, not only on this format, but as I mentioned, at any time, happy to work together and hear and make things even better for cyclotourism in Ontario. So on that note, I wish everybody a great summer, and I hope you can get out there and enjoy some cycling yourself. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Louisa. Thank
you, Louisa.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.